Listeners, good morning. Welcome. Monday, the 14th day of September. And let's start with sports headlines across Australia this Monday morning. The Courier Mail in Brisbane, only so much support to go around. Broncos under siege in Brisbane as the cross-code war heats up with rival codes closing in. The Daily Telegraph in Sydney, Penrith on track to break 61-year hoodoo in premiership run as they look set to be handed the minor premiership in 2020, having just lost one regular season game. The Herald Sun in Melbourne, the Advertiser in Adelaide and the Canberra Times in the ACT have all the same debacle. Australia's middle order stunning collapse as Aaron Finch and Marcus Labuschagne seem to have everything in control for Australia as they chased a catchable England total, but the collapse that followed had to be seen to be believed. The Northern Territory news in Darwin. Darwin Junior Cricket winners list from the junior presentation night last Friday, headed by Hugh Wiltshire, claiming the Junior Cricketer of the Year award following his impressive results at under 18 and Premier grade level. Well done, Hugh Wiltshire in Darwin. The Mercury in Hobart, Tasmanian State League, Tigers edge past Glenorchy as they create history in their win over the Pies. And the West Australian in Perth, grassroots clubs lost in WA footy's widening wealth gap as amateur clubs with rundown facilities, old equipment and overworked volunteers asking the same plea, show me the money, as huge cash cuts hit during COVID. We'll certainly see what the government may do there. Well, listeners, let's start with our weekly wrap. And in the local cricket scene, well, the Sunshine Coast Division 1 commenced on Saturday with T20 games. In the first game, Caboolture lost to Glasshouse. Glasshouse 5 for 123. Caboolture 69 off 18.5 overs. Glenn Batticito 17 and Nathan Wilson 10 were the only two to get into double figures. But wait for this, listeners. Game 2 against Maroochydore ended in an incredible tie. Maroochydore all out for 80 off 17.5 overs, and in reply, Caboolture 80 also, but off 19.5 overs. How tight was that? Matthew Schubert 30, Zach Clark 3 for 22, best for Caboolture. Luke McInnes from Maroochydore, he took 4 for 18. Must have been an absolutely intense struggle there. Next Saturday, Caboolture will take on Tewantin, and then they play Gympie. Well, the men's tour of England, there are three one-day internationals at Old Trafford. As we said, they started with a win the other day. Josh Hazlewood, 3 for 26, and Adam Zampa, 4 for 44, helped Australia to win game one, but not so in game two this morning. England made 9 for 231. Australia slumped to an embarrassing 24-run defeat after a nightmare batting collapse saw the Aussies lose 6 wickets for just 22 runs. Australia was looking in command at 2 for 144 before two consecutive flurries of wickets completely turned the match on its head. The series is now level at 1 apiece, with Australia still hoping to beat the hosts in a one-day international series for the first time in 5 years. And listeners, we're going to follow this one with great interest because Channel 7's multi-million dollar squabble with Cricket Australia has reportedly seen the free-to-air broadcaster take the first step towards ripping up its contract with Cricket Australia with 4 years left on its $82 million a year deal. We've mentioned this previously. Cricket Australia have been sent a legal letter saying that the Channel 7 walking away from the deal because they believe that the Big Bash League will be a diminished product, high-profile players will be missing to international duty or quarantine hubs, and also with the scheduling of the series against India. Did a little bit of comparison, listeners, and listen to this one, because UEFA, the soccer group there that runs the European Soccer League, they confirmed that despite their competition resuming in August in a newly reformed format, the deficit in matches in conjunction with the five-month break has meant that their broadcaster has requested a refund on their payments. And wait for this, 575 million euros or just 934 million Aussie. That's what the broadcaster has requested be returned. All things happening in cricket might be over the fence for six. Listeners, short break, and we'll come back and continue our weekly wrap. And let's have a little chat about rugby union because of the Reds are into the final of the Super Rugby Australia. All that and more, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sport. Well, listeners, Super Rugby Australia, well, the elimination semi-final saw playmaker James O'Connor boot 10 points in front of 15,000 fans in Brisbane as a gutsy Queensland Reds swept past the Melbourne Rebels 25-13 and into the Super Rugby Australia final next Saturday, where they'll meet the ACT Brumbies. That's fantastic. The Reds made their first decider since winning the Southern Hemisphere Super 14 competition in 2011. So Brad Thorne's young team, they've made big strides this year, and they head into next weekend's showdown in Canberra, buoyed by upsetting the table-topping Brumbies 26-7 last weekend. Good luck to the Reds. And it's the start of a new dawn in Australian rugby after new Wallabies coach Dave Rennie named 16 uncapped players in his 44-man squad for the 2020 Test season. The Brumbies have 13, the Reds and Waratahs 11, and the Rebels, they have 9 players picked there. So two tests against the All Blacks will commence the Test season, with the Wallabies likely to travel to New Zealand straight after the rugby final next weekend, with the opening Bledisloe encounter earmarked for the 17th of October. A second Bledisloe test is expected to be played a week later in New Zealand before both Test nations fly to Australia for the Rugby Championships, which are expected to be underway in early November. So congratulations to all those players in the 44-man Wallaby squad. Let's hope that they can bring the Bledisloe home. Maybe if the quarantine rules apply, the All Blacks mightn't turn up. Well, Caboolture Rugby Union, round 7, the A grade. Well, Wynnum defeated Caboolture 19-0. Noosa defeated Maroochydore 14-0, and second place Caloundra defeated first place USC 21-10. And that's who Caboolture now play next weekend. Caboolture also lost reserve grade 24-0, but the women still lead their comp on 27 points, with Noosa second on 23. And in Premier Rugby, the men's, it saw University of Queensland defeat Brothers 36-31 with Kai Oates a double, 4 conversions and a penalty goal. Bond defeated West 39-19, East 57 defeated South 26 with Dylan Taco Simpson scoring a hat-trick for the victors, and Jeeps 47 defeated North 20. University of Queensland now lead the ladder on 22 with East and Bond on 21. In the women, well, Bond and East both on 20 points with Jeeps third on 18, and University of Queensland, they lead the Colts table on 25 with Bond second on 19. So it's all happening there on the Premier Rugby. Caboolture, good luck next weekend in your games. But as we've said, the Queensland Reds, let's hope they can bring home the bacon when they take on the ACT Brumbies in the final of the Super Rugby Australia next Saturday down there in Canberra. Listeners, we'll go to our break, and coming up after the break, we'll talk all things tennis. And in the men's final, it's 2 sets all and 3 all in the fifth. Fantastic game there between Dominic Thiem and German Alex Zverev. All that and more, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. Listeners, before the break, we said we'd be talking tennis in the US Open. Well, Naomi Osaka won her third Grand Slam crown in an incredible comeback after she beat former world number one Victoria Azarenka in the final. Osaka, still just 22, adds a second US Open title to her 2018 crown and the 2019 Australian Open victory. She's never lost a final of a major tournament, the first person in two decades to do that. The match was also the first time in 25 years that a US Open women's finalist overturned a first set loss, and we'll see Osaka leap 6 places to number 3 in the world. Meanwhile, Aussie Dylan Alcott and Englishman Andy Lapthorne, they won their second straight men's wheelchair quad doubles, but earlier this morning, our time, Dutchman Sam Schroeder defeated Dylan in the men's wheelchair quad singles final. Congratulations to the Dutchman, that Dylan has done Aussies proud. Now, listeners, as we said, in the final of the men's US Open tennis at the moment, which is in action, it's 2 sets all, and in the fifth set, and Alexander Zverev, the German, is leading Dominic Thiem from Austria 4-3, an absolute enthralling finish there. Now, Zverev, at 23 years of age, is bidding to become the first German Grand Slam champion since Boris Becker won the 1996 Australian Open, and is the youngest man to reach a Grand Slam final since Novak Djokovic, then 23, lost to Rafael Nadal in 2010 at the US Open. And Dominic Thiem, he owns a 7-2 head-to-head lead against young Zverev in previous meetings, including 3-0 at Grand Slam. So it's all looking good for Dominic Thiem, but he's down 4-3 in the fifth, 2 sets all. Let's see what happens. In netball, round 12, well, the West Coast Fever now third on the ladder after Janelle Fowler's record-breaking performance of just 70 points, listeners, in their 80-71 win over the New South Wales Swifts. The Melbourne Vixens, they secured the 2020 Minor Premiership with a 61-53 victory over local rivals Collingwood Magpies. Captain Kate Maloney was the driving force there. The Giants, they remain a mathematical chance of qualifying for the top four after eliminating the Thunderbirds 64-54 from contention yesterday in Adelaide. And Steph Wood renewed the Sunshine Coast Lightning's bid for a fourth straight Super Netball Grand Final with a masterful local derby performance against the Queensland Firebirds. The Lightning's 75-67 victory at USC Stadium was the side's eighth of the season and launched them past West Coast Fever and New South Wales Swifts into second place with two rounds remaining. Lightning's Carla Pretorius was player of the match in her milestone 100th game. And round 13, Wednesday night this week, the Magpies and Lightning take in each other on in Townsville. Saturday, the Fever and Giants and the Thunderbirds and Swifts in Cairns. And on Sunday in Cairns, the Vixens will take on the Firebirds. So second last round of the Super Netball coming up. Well, listeners, short break, and we'll come back and we'll continue our weekly wrap here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And in the NBA, listeners, action aplenty, semi-finals, best of seven in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee lost 4-1 to Miami, and Boston defeated the reigning champions of Toronto team, Raptors, 4-3. So we'll have Miami and Boston in the Eastern Conference final. And in the Western Conference, well, the LA Lakers defeated Houston Rockets 4-1, and Denver and the LA Clippers 3-all. They're to play tomorrow, some our time. So all happening there in the NBA. In motorsports, well, Lewis Hamilton in the F1 there, he won a chaotic crash-littered Tuscan Grand Prix, extending his lead at the top of the Formula One Drivers' Championship. Reigning champion Hamilton finished ahead of his Mercedes teammate Valtteri Bottas to claim his 90th F1 victory in a race in which only 12 drivers finished, moving the Briton to within one win of equaling Michael Schumacher's all-time record. Australia's Daniel Ricciardo finished fourth. Check out the carnage, listeners. That was absolutely incredible in the Formula One there in Tuscan. The Russian Grand Prix starts on the 27th of September. Now, good news for Australia in the F3. Melbourne's Oscar Piastri, he won the Formula 3 Championship after finishing 7th in a thrilling final race of the year. The 7th place finish was enough for Piastri, 19, to claim the title by 3 points. He won 2 races alongside 6 podiums and 4 fastest laps in the F3 season. Remember the name, Oscar Piastri. And supercars next round, that's at the Bend in South Australia. That starts next Saturday. Can't wait for that. And in cycling, rest day in the Tour de France. And with 15 of the 21 stages completed, Richie Porte is the best of the Aussies. And listeners, in golf, golf legend John Daly insisted, "I'm not scared to die," after revealing he has bladder cancer. He's 54. He said he recently had surgery to remove the cancer, but is praying for a miracle it will not return after doctors said it is 85% likely to. Daly, whose grip it and rip it style captivated fans everywhere, has vowed to cut back his lifestyle, which saw him consume 28 cans of Diet Coke and 40 cigarettes a day. He had a brush with death last year when he needed mouth-to-mouth and emergency surgery after being bitten by a brown recluse spider when on holiday in England. And of course, if we all know his lifestyle, he's battled alcoholism and is reported to have lost Australian $88 million in gambling. Nicknamed the Wild Thing, he has vowed to change his habits once and for all. Good luck to the Wild Thing. Well, listeners, we'll go to our next break. And after the break, we'll talk all things football and AFL here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And listeners, in the US Men's Open Final, 2 sets all, and Alexander Zverev leading 5-4 in the fifth. Let's see what happens there shortly. In football, Caboolture FC, the Men's Premier League Round 8, they had a 4-1 loss to St George Willawong at home on Saturday. Jack Haynes was the sole goal scorer for Caboolture. They take on the Gap at home next Saturday at 6 p.m. Reserves also suffered a loss. And of course, the English Premier League, well, the 2020-21 season kicked off on the weekend. Arsenal defeated Fulham 3-1. And despite walking away with 0 points, newcomers Leeds pushed Liverpool to the brink in an intense 7-goal thriller as Mohamed Salah's hat-trick saved Liverpool from an opening stumble in their 4-3 win. Crystal Palace defeated Southampton 1-0, Newcastle defeated West Ham 2-0, Leicester 3-0 over West Brom, Everton defeated Tottenham 1-0. And while we're talking about Everton, the club believes they reached 400 million people in just 48 hours of James Rodriguez's signing being at Everton. He only has 95.8 million followers, is the eighth biggest social media star of any sports star on the planet. Incredible marketing story there. And to play and yet to come, Sheffield take on Wolverhampton and Brighton will take on Chelsea to finish off round one of the English Premier League 2020-21 season, all underway. Bad luck, Paul Shorter, West Ham being defeated by Newcastle 2-0. Well, in the AFL, listeners, this year's AFL Grand Final, well, it will be the first to be held at night, with the time now confirmed at 6:30pm local time or 7:30pm AEDT on Saturday, the 24th of October at the Gabba. Just wonder how much this is actually costing us, the ratepayers, or the taxpayers, I should say. Just wonder. But more importantly, Barry Allen, will the Cats be there after their 57-31 loss to Richmond last Friday night? Yesterday, though, Brisbane, they locked up at least two Gabba finals with a grinding 32-point win over Sydney in wet conditions in Cairns. The 11-7-73 to 6-5-41 victory was the Lions' sixth in succession and ensures that they will finish either first or second on the ladder ahead of a final round date with Carlton, who had a surprise 16-point loss to cellar dwellers, the Adelaide Crows. And with the game on the line, the Lions, literally there, won three consecutive centre clearances that led to goals for Cam Ellis-Yolman, Keaton Coleman and Charlie Cameron. Now, round 17 concludes tonight with Collingwood up against Gold Coast at the Gabba. And the Crows win, well, that was their third straight, and they could avoid the wooden spoon. North will take on West Coast Eagles, and the Crows, well, they take on Richmond in the final round. So the wooden spoon could be decided by percentage if they're both beaten, which is a good possibility. In local AFL, well, the Moreton Bay Lions, they were involved in only one final this week and on the weekend with the Division 1 Women's Elimination Final between Kedron at Kendron. And kicking with the breeze in the last quarter, many thought that Moreton Bay, that the girls might just get over the line against the more experienced Kedron outfit after leading by 1 point at three-quarter time, but it wasn't to be. Keeping the Lions scoreless in the last quarter, Kedron managed to kick 1-2 into the stiff wind to take away a well-deserved win and live to fight another day. For the Moreton Bay Lions Girls Division 1, it was the end of their season. They fought bravely and really took it right up to Kedron, who were last year's premiers. Moreton Bay Lions captain Beck Brown was impassable across the back line. Congratulations, girls, on a wonderful season. As for the Moreton Bay Lions senior and reserve grade men's side, well, they had the week off due to both sides finishing in the top two of their respective ladders. The reserves went through the season undefeated, and both sides host the preliminary finals next weekend at the Den in what will be a cracker day of footy for the local region. And in a twist of fate, both sides will be taking on the Hinterland Blues, so that should be absolute fantastic afternoon of AFL. So for all lovers of the great game, get down to the Lions Den, Aquatic Centre Drive there at Burpengary, Saturday to watch the mighty Moreton Bay Lions take on the Hinterland Blues in two preliminary finals, where the winners go through to the grand finals the following week and the losers go home to lick their wounds. The scene is set for some magnificent football. The reserves, well, they'll kick off at 11:45am, and the seniors game, well, that will start at 2pm. And best of all, listeners, entry is free, so come along and support the local lads. They're trying to make history by having both their senior and reserve grade sides make it through to the grand final in the same year for the very first time. So that should be an absolute cracker of an afternoon down there at the Den at Aquatic Centre Drive, Burpengary. Can't believe that they're playing both Hinterland Blues in the first and reserve grade. And, of course, that's going to be two wonderful matches. And only 2 weeks ago, the Lions and the Blues met in the reserve grade. And the Blues, they took home the 4 points, beating the Lions 67-64 in a thriller. And Coach John Socchio, well, he'll certainly be working out the boys this week to make sure they're primed and pumped, ready to go to take on the Blues, who are flying at the moment. So that should be a fantastic match there. And looking forward to that next Saturday. And all the action starts at 11:45 with reserve grade, and the seniors at 2 p.m. Well, listeners, after our weather break and the latest update on the Open men's tennis there in the U.S., 5-all in the fifth. So Alexander Zverev, Dominic Thiem, Alexander Zverev at 23 years of age, bidding to become the first German Grand Slam champion since Boris Becker won the 1996 Aussie Open. So let's see what happens there. After the break, we'll talk all things rugby league here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And listeners, it's time for our rugby league segment. And of course, let's start with the Sunshine Coast Rugby League, Round 8. The boys under 18, Noosa 24 defeated Nambour 18, scoring 5 tries to 3. Caboolture 22 defeated Caloundra 14 to be 6 clear at the top of the table. And Coolum 34-18 over Biwa. Ricky Pettinger, a double for Coolum. Kawana had the bye. And the boys under 16s, Willa Bay defeated Kawana 24-12 with Jason Segovia kicking 4 goals. Competition leaders Noosa too strong for Maroochydore 38-0, making it 8 from 8. And Caloundra, well, they defeated Caboolture 28-18. Gympie the bye. And the girls under 16s, well, Noosa Nambour defeated Gympie 24-12, while competition leaders Caboolture played a 20-all draw with Kawana Biwa team. Both teams scored 4 tries apiece. Another wonderful game there. In the Brisbane Rugby League A grade, Round 8, well, Wynnum 58 defeated Normandy 10. Match of the round, Valleys 38 defeated West 28. Carina 43 defeated Bulimba 16 and Pine Rivers over Brighton 44-28. Valleys and Wynnum share the lead, but Valleys on 22 points. It's just slightly ahead on percentage from Wynnum there, so tight tussle at the top of the ladder in the Brisbane Rugby League A grade. Next weekend, Round 9 on Saturday, Brighton and Valleys, Bulimba Wynnum, Normandy Carina, and West in fourth spot will take on Pine Rivers in fifth place. In the men's division one, well, Biwa, they made it 6 from 8 as they hammered Brighton to claim third spot on the ladder. They take on West at home next Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Should be a great match. Now, the New South Wales Women's Rugby League, well, minor premier Central Coast Roosters, they've secured themselves a position in the New South Wales Women's Grand Final. They beat Cronulla Sharks 13-12 on Saturday. It was a game of brilliance. The match went to Golden Point at a 12-all scorecard after the Sharks scored a converted try to even the playing field in the dying minutes. The defeated Sharks, they'll come up against the North Sydney Bears, who beat the West Tigers 16-4. And that game will be at Leichhardt next Saturday at 3 p.m. to determine who will join the Roosters in the grand final on the Sunday, the 27th of December, in the New South Wales Women's. In English Super League, Round 11, will final positions in the regular Super League season in 2020 will be determined by points percentage, and that was announced over the weekend. For the first time since the introduction of Super League in 1996, the number of points gained will not be the deciding factor in final placings, and the move acknowledged the real possibility that not all clubs will be able to play the same number of matches before the end of the season due to the effects of the virus. So far, there are 6 league fixtures to rearrange, and with 6 of the 11 clubs having players who have tested positive, the English League is clearly bracing itself for more disruption. In the revised table, Catalan's Dragons are the new leaders, displacing reigning champions St Helens. Well, yesterday, South East Queensland Come and Try Day for Wheelchair Rugby took place at the Moray Field Sports and Events Centre. And, of course, the sport or the game is an inclusive version, all-inclusive version of Queensland's favourite pastime, open to all abilities, all ages and all capabilities. And will even feature as part of next year's Rugby League World Cup in England. So they're hoping to start a local competition in a couple of weeks. We'll keep you up to date with all the news there in terms of South East Queensland Wheelchair Rugby League. And listeners, in the fifth set there in the men's open US final, tennis final, Dominic Thiem leading 6-5 over Alexander Zverev. And of course, as we mentioned, Dominic Thiem, well, he holds a 7-2 head-to-head lead against young Zverev. Let's see what happens there. Short break, listeners, and we'll come back and we'll dissect and analyse NRL Round 18, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And listeners, we'll have a look at the NRL results from Round 18. And of course, with 2 rounds to go, though, the top 8 is now done and dusted after the Sharks defeated the Warriors 22-14 yesterday. So the only things that will change will be the placings inside the top 8. So the ladder Panthers first on 33, Storm second 30, Roosters third on 26 with the Eels fourth on 26, Raiders fifth on 24, Rabbits 22, Knights in seventh on 21, and the Sharks eighth spot on 20 points. West Tigers ninth on 14. Maybe they should have the number 9 emblazoned on their jerseys. And in 10th spot, the Manly Sea Eagles also on 14 points, followed by the Warriors, 11th on 14 points. And in 12th spot, the Titans. And by gee, they've done well this season, so they're sitting there on 14 points as well. Bulldogs on 18, level with the Broncos and Cowboys and the Dragons and the Titans. So a very tight tussle there at the bottom of the ladder. Well, round 18, of course, a couple of individual pieces of brilliance from West Tigers star Benji Marshall. Wasn't quite enough to drag his side over the line. They went down 26-24 to the Rabbits on Thursday night. Three sin bins and an all-in brawl. Nothing unusual there, I suppose. But you can't give your opponent a 20-point start 2 weeks in a row and still expect to win. Great spirit, but too late. Campbell Graham, a double for the Rabbits. And interesting to note, listeners of West Tigers fans, they've voiced their outrage in a petition over the club failing to re-sign Benji Marshall and got over 1,500 signatures. Let's see what happens. Morgan Harper earned high praise after carving up his old team Manly in the Manly's 32-20 win over the Bulldogs. The Sea Eagles trailed 10-0 after half an hour, but piled on four tries in 13 minutes either side of the break to claim the victory. Halfback Daly Cherry-Evans was outstanding. And in the match of the round, the Panthers late defeated the Eels 20-2 on Friday night, keeping the Eels tryless. And that made it a club record 8 wins in a row at Panther Stadium and the club's 13th straight this season. So well done to the Panthers. They're now assured of that top two finish, as we mentioned. And they also booked a qualifying home final with the win. Nathan Cleary controlled the game. Fullback Dylan Edwards and second rower Liam Martin, they were dynamic. The Raiders were laid demolished the Dragons 37-8. Canberra forward Hudson Young had a strong game. Dragons debutant Cody Ramsey, he bagged a double. Good luck, Hook, taking over there. Ash Taylor, well, he ignited the Titans to an emphatic and historic 18-6 win over the bumbling Broncos to consign their near neighbours to a club record 9th consecutive defeat. Fantastic match there by Ash Taylor. And congratulations to the Titans. The Roosters, they hammered the Knights 42-12 with superstar James Tedesco set to sign a monster 5-year, $6 million deal to keep him at the Roosters for the rest of his career, same as Luke Keary. On hearing the reported figures for Teddy, Keary joked that he had been ripped off. And when you mean ripped off, it's only $6 million over 5 years. The Storm, they defeated the Cowboys on the Sunshine Coast in a training run 36-20 as Cameron Munster celebrated his 26th birthday with a try-scoring double. The Storm, they've all but wrapped up a vital top two spot. And as mentioned earlier, the Sharks late defeated the gallant Warriors 22-14 in a stop-start game. Cronulla have guaranteed themselves at least 8th spot on the ladder, but they play the Roosters and the Raiders in their last two games, so good luck there to the Sharks as they lead into the semis. Well, round 19, the penultimate round next weekend starts on Thursday with the Rabbits up against the Dogs, Friday the Cowboys and Panthers, and Eels against the Broncos. I reckon the Eels will be out to make amends for their loss. Saturday, Eagles and Titans, good game that, Storm and Tigers on the Sunshine Coast, and the Roosters and the Sharks. And Sunday, the Raiders up against the Warriors, and the Knights up against the Dragons. So we'll preview all of those in our exclusive preview with Greg Macca-McCallum on the Grapple here on 101.5 FM on Thursday night, and we'll look forward to having your company. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with On This Day here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And in the men's open US tennis final, 6-6 between Alex Zverev and Dominic Thiem. Could go all day. Well, on this day, in 1868, golf's first recorded hole-in-one by 17-year-old Tom Morris at Prestwick's 8th hole. 1913, the 27th US Women's Tennis Open saw Mary Brown beat Dorothy Green. 1923, Jack Dempsey KO'd Lewis Firpi in two for the world heavyweight boxing title. 1947, the 67th US Men's Tennis Open saw Jack Kramer beat Frank Parker, while Wolfgang Swartz, Austrian figure skater who won Olympic gold in 1968, was born in Vienna. 1955, Little Richard entered a New Orleans recording studio to begin 2 days of recording. Things were not going well, and during a break, Richard and his producer, Bumps Blackwell, went to the Dew Drop Inn for lunch. Richard started playing the piano in the bar like crazy, singing a loud and lewd version of Tutti Frutti. So there we go. 1957, cricketer Kepler Wessels was born in Bloemfontein, but didn't play for South Africa until he had represented Australia, where he immigrated. 1963, English soccer legend Georgie Best made his debut for Man United against West Brom Albion at Old Trafford in front of 50,000 fans. Best would go on to make 361 appearances, scoring 136 goals. In 1968, Roy Orbison in Nashville burnt down. His two eldest sons had both died in the blaze. Orbison was on tour in the UK at the time of the accident. 1969, English rugby league coach and former player Dennis Best was born in Salford. 1982, Princess Grace of Monaco died after receiving severe injuries in a car crash. 1983, Amy Winehouse, UK singer-songwriter, was born in London. She passed away, of course, in 2011. 1986, Alan Sheehan, Irish footballer, was born in Althone. Sheehan played for Notts County as a defender and as a former Republic of Ireland under-21 international. 1987, the 107th US Men's Tennis Open was won by Ivan Lendl. He beat Mats Wallander. 1996, English cricketer Dean Hadley took his third cricket hat-trick of the season, Kent taking on Hampshire. 1997, Cary Webb won the LPGA Golf Classic, while Aussie rider Michael Doohan set a new record of 1,200cc Grand Prix motorcycle victories in a season when he won in Spain. 1999, Australian Susie Moroney became the first person to swim from Jamaica to Cuba. She completed the 190-kilometre course in 36 hours, as you do. 2001 was the closure of Ansett Airlines. That was announced on this day. 2008, the Federation Cup Women's Tennis, Madrid in Spain. Svetlana Kuznetsova beat Spaniard Anabel Karagias to give Russia its fourth title in 5 years. 2009, Darren Sutherland, Irish boxer who won a bronze medal for Ireland in the middleweight division at the 2000 Olympics, was found dead with his wrists bound in his apartment in Greater London by promoter, suffering from depression. And in 2015, Malcolm Turnbull ousted Tony Abbott as Australian Prime Minister and leader of the ruling Liberal Party. Well, listeners, what a great morning sport we've covered there in the men's open tennis final. The US there, as we said, it's 6-6 in the fifth set. Don't forget the grapple on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have a look at all the things that have been happening in rugby league. Great to have your company, listeners. Have a wonderful week. Look forward to you joining us here on Monday Sports Roundup next Monday, 101.5 FM Sports.